Age is a state of mind. This is a saying that I'm sure you've heard frequently. Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm Michael Hagan, Chief Instructor here at Apex Karate Performance, and I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in for this week's Thursday Thoughts episode of the Apex Karate Performance podcast. In my intro, I started off with the saying that I'm sure you've all heard before, age is a state of mind. And it truly is. Age is a state of mind. And we use it in many cases, this saying, we use it towards older people, more experienced or advanced people, when they begin to feel that they can no longer compete or accomplish things or to work out as much as younger people. And we say this, oh, age is a state of mind. You know, don't become old because you have an old frame of reference. But that's only half of it. Why don't we apply that to our younger people, our juniors, our children, our teenagers? Why do we limit their abilities because of their age? I want to give a couple of examples of things that I've come across in the news recently. Earlier this year, the 11-year-old Belgian, Mr. Laurent Simmons, became the second youngest college graduate in history after obtaining a bachelor's degree in physics when he graduated from the University of Antwerp. And like I said, he's the second youngest. The current record for the youngest college graduate is an American named Michael Kearney, who graduated from the University of Southern Alabama with a degree in anthropology in 1994 when he was 10 years and 4 months old. That's a pretty amazing accomplishment for an 11 or a 10-year-old. Earlier this summer at the Tokyo Olympics, 14-year-old Chuen Hongchan from China got the gold medal in the 10-meter platform diving. In her second and her fourth dives out of the 5 rounds, she got perfect 10s. But she is the second youngest Chinese gold medalist in diving. When Fu Mingxiao won in 1992 at the age of 13. Also at this year's Tokyo Summer Olympics, Japanese athlete Nishiya Momiji won gold in skateboarding at 13 years old. Another Japanese skater, Hiraki, and I don't have her first name, got silver, beating a 13-year-old from Britain, and Hiraki was only 12 years old. So here are just a couple of examples of where children or teenagers have accomplished both amazing intellectual and academic feats as well as physical accomplishments. So why do I say that age is a state of mind? Recently, over the past couple of years, I've had several incidents to where people have told me things like, oh, you can't expect them to train at home on their own. They're just teenagers. Oh, you can't expect them. Don't expect that too much from them. They're just teenagers. She knows she's not going to accomplish that, or she's not going to do that because she's just a teenager. Don't ask too much. Don't expect too much. And this is in relation to either schoolwork or other outside activities, as well as in relation to karate training. And in some of these examples, these were juniors who had said that they want to compete on the junior national team. Oh, if they can't go to the dojo, you can't expect them to train on their own or to train at home without sensei there or whatever. It's just too much for them to train at home and to achieve be able to maintain their skills or to achieve good results. And to be honest, I completely and wholeheartedly reject these kind of sayings. Why are we placing limits on our children and on our juniors and on our students because of their age? If a 12-year-old and a 13 and a 14-year-old can win medals at the Olympics competing against adults, what makes them different? Why are they able to achieve those physical feats when others aren't? Is it their physical capabilities? Perhaps they may be gifted physically, but I firmly believe that it's not physical capabilities, it's their mental capabilities. It's their drive and their desire. There's a saying that I've heard also that what the mind can conceive, the mind can achieve. And these children are prime examples of that. So how do we bring out these results in our athletes, in our students? As coaches, as instructors, as sensei, it's important for us. We have to do two things. The first one is it's important for us not to be limited by our own imagination or to place limits on our students by ourselves. We need to have the belief that they can achieve it. If they desire it strong enough, they can achieve it. But if we hold them back, if we restrict them by even allowing ourselves to think things like, oh, you can't expect them to do that, or you can't, don't expect them, or they can't do that because they're only teenagers, then we are automatically placing limits on them just by our own mental beliefs. So that's the first part, is how we change our mental framework ourselves. Our internal mental framework needs to be adjusted. And for them as well, we need to do two things. We need to foster the desire. We need to encourage them to look to the role models that they have, both within our sport, if it's karate, or within other sports, and show them what is possible, that other people can do it, and if other people have done it, they can do it as well. Will it be easy? Will it be simple? No. Will it require a lot of work, a lot of time, effort, and dedication? Yes, absolutely. But once we show them that it's possible and that we believe in them, then they will begin to believe in themselves. And part of that is that, like I said, then is the desire. We have to constantly encourage that desire and feed it and drive everything towards that. Clearly define the goal, define the desire, refine that desire into action so that every action that we take feeds toward that end, that ultimate end goal. And we can do that by setting a good example, showing them how we train on our own, giving them the tools to do it, showing them when they don't want to do it or when they are not feeling up to it, why it's necessary, show them the examples of those who've gone before, use current members of the national team, use previous members who have gone from the junior team and been successful and then transitioned to the senior team and been successful. These are all ways that we can help foster their mindset without placing limitations on them, or help them get rid of the limitations that they are placing on themselves. So kind of just to wrap up, again, age is a state of mind. It absolutely is a state of mind. But it's not just about old people trying to think that they're young and to keep active and keep fit. We need to focus on our younger and our junior athletes and help give them the skills and the motivation and the desire to see what they can achieve even at their young age. Now, you know what to do, so go get to work, and we'll see you out there.